I'm amazing. I'm amazing. Thank you so much for joining again. This is Calibrated Theories. Today we're going to be talking about Antarctica. I'm very excited.
Oh, yeah, definitely excited.
Antarctica is a big one because I don't think a lot of people know so much is tied around Antarctica. So we can jump right in. I'm Leah, the life coach. This is Jay Alford. So, Jay, what do you know about Antarctica?
Antarctica is a place that's relatively unknown to the populace, and that's by design. Because I think certain countries have, treaties and agreements and all that good stuff to, and some countries even have like a base down there. I think it's three specifically. And nobody else is really allowed to even go exploring there for some reason. They kind of keep that on lock, off limits, etc. But nobody knows for sure, like, how much is out there.
I know.
I mean, people think it's just like the bottom of the spherical Earth there, but but who knows how big or how far that actually goes, or whether this the spherical is true or not, depending, I mean, it could be anything out there, really. Let's see. I don't know if that, I don't know if it was Antarctica or the northern part where like somebody like tried to like go through on a boat or whatever, and they were told to turn around.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, so they. So all that kind of makes it have an air of mystery about it too,
Definitely.
like the undiscovered country, something like that. Like, I mean, I know that's a, I know that's a Star Trek title, or Undiscovered Country is a Star Trek title, but it kind of fits.
Yeah, definitely. It really does. Anything else?
No, I think it's a, it's actually a nice little good little tidbit to start
It
with.
definitely is. Like, I always love your knowledge, how you just bring it and you just kind of know it and have it on there. Yeah, Antarctica was a big one for me because I already knew a lot about Antarctica and the mystery of it all. And I think it's so interesting that we don't ask more questions about it. We're not more, like what's going on there. So what I know about Antarctica is that like you said, there is a treaty signed in 1959. The Antarctic treaty was signed where 12 countries agreed that there would be no people to solicit or to come to Antarctica, and they all signed off that no civilian people would be able to come to Antarctica. But they send scientists there all the time. The population is about 1,000 to 5,000, depending on how cold or the weather is. But they're all scientists and people to serve the scientists. So I think when you put scientists in a place that's conjugated like that, there's something to learn, right? And like I don't recall like getting reports from Antarctica. We got the CIA classifieds and the FBI vault. I don't like know about the findings that all of these scientists are finding in Antarctica. So I just think it's very suspicious.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Very, very suspicious. So it's also a no-fly zone, so you can't fly over Antarctica.
Oh, naturally.
Of course, right? So I also want to give just so you can understand how big Antarctica is, that Antarctica is as big as the United States and Mexico combined. So it's bigger than both of those things combined. So it's a nice, hearty piece of land in the down there in the South Hemisphere. Did you want to add anything else about Antarctica that you know?
Oh, wow. There really is such an air of mystery. I mean, there literally is
Yeah.
infinite possibilities just because no one's been allowed to go there, and nobody, and none of the scientists obviously are not allowed to talk about it. What they see, what they find, whatever. So,
Yeah.
why the mystery? What's there?
Crazy. I mean, it's so much mystery. There's so many things that people say is there. So many. And I think we should go into it because I stumbled across something called Operation High Jump 3000, and it was where they flew in 3,000 people, 3,000 scientists or whatnot and the staff that needs to assist them, dropped them down by parachutes, and they were all there. So what some of the people from that interview state, so this is all hearsay but it's just a testament to the wide range of so many things that have been accounted for there. So like I said, they don't have the CIA declassify files and things like that. So what we have is these interviews from people who have actually been there, who worked it, who got around whatever classification that they had and talked about what they could talk about. So I thought it was very interesting what some of them had to say. So I'll just go in with some of the things that they personally had to say and other things that people think is going on in Antarctica or that they have witnessed from some way. So one thing that one of the jumpers said that they witnessed was something that they called apex spiders that were not alive. They were not alive. They were frozen in this ice, and it's kind of like a Jurassic Park kind of a thing where they kind of toyed with it, did experiments with it, and it reproduced or regenerated. I wasn't quite clear whether it thawed out and they were had live species from that, or if they did experiments from the thawing out and the crossness of the experiments developed these live apex spiders. But this guy talks about becoming like the coroner there because there is no coroner there, so it just kind of became his job to take care of the dead. And he says he thought that there would not be many dead bodies because it's in Antarctica. He says, but there were quite a few dead bodies that had very extreme circumstances of their death, like limbs would be cut off or bodies would be cut in half. He says, but they always came to him in a frozen state because of the coldness of Antarctica. So he was always advised to rule it as hypothermia, frozen, things like that, of that nature, and not mention any of the limbs being missing or the body being cut in half. And he said there were quite a few bodies that, went in line with, apex spiders coming and, taking out some of the scientists that brought it back to life. So I thought that was interesting, especially since I had seen Jurassic Park just recently.
Oh, yeah. Well,
That really stuck out in my mind.
there's spiders now. Whoa.
So I did go look into that, and I did see an ice where they did uncover some species of spiders that looked to be fairly intact and fairly large. I mean, large. let me see if I can give context. How big did they seem? Maybe the size of a round coffee table or They were big. So it seemed like you could see through the ice, and they were big spiders that they were working on and defrosting. So, but like I say, you know, things could be altered, implied, all kind of things. But I thought that was one of the more interesting stories that one of some of the interviews had told. Some of the other things that they say are there. And this is also through Google Maps, where, you know, you can kind of just pick a point and kind of zoom in and zoom in. The technology that we have today is at our fingertips is astounding sometimes. So there are some times where people have zoomed in with quite a bit of accuracy and seen some things on the Antarctic map from Google Maps that just don't go with what they've told us is there. Some of those things that I did see on a recorded kind of zoom in, but like I said, it could be altered, all kind of things. Was a tropical abandoned like city, buildings, greenery, lush, green for the eye could see, real buildings. They were no longer inhabited by people, but they were apartment buildings. They were buildings. They were a whole conglomerate of city living in an Antarctica. And it was very, very green. And that was interesting. There was also one where they zoomed in and kind of found like a hole, which scientists have admitted to this hole and just like not knowing exactly what it is. People suspect that it's a giant hole that leads to, you know, hollow earth. So you could see that on Google Maps and kind of go into some things and see some, you know, some pretty weird things on Google Maps that don't go with what they exactly say is over there. I did see also a tall building, but it was unusually tall, like something that not even our highest high rise could compete with. It went into the clouds. It was pretty big and seems symbolic in nature. It looked ominous. It was frightening looking. It had a presence to it.
Like Tower of Babel kind of thing.
Also on Google Earth, so I saw the tall buildings, the pyramids. There were some ice pyramids that were, you know, to be seen and were very identifiable as the shape of pyramids and strong. Like it wasn't just like a mountain, you know, like they say, you know, some pyramids are under mountains and some mountain forms and it has its own form over the years of time with earth and the movement. This was very much pyramid shaped ice. So another thing is the wall was thought to be an artificial wall. It dates back to some footage from I don't even want to say a year, but it went back to some footage of a plane flying over it and where you could see the top of the wall, the front of the wall, and behind the wall, and the end of the wall. So it was just like a plane kind of flying over. So it may be like footage like we weren't supposed to see that they keep under wraps, you know. I saw it. But like I said, it could be edited. It could have been made. It just seemed like old footage that would be nothing if I didn't know it was supposed to be Antarctica and a real wall. You know, I would have thought nothing. It was a plane in a cloud, but it was an interesting sight. So to be generated and crossed with the timing of the footage, and because the footage looked old, you know, so it didn't seem like it could be so altered. But of course it can. We have great technology today.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. So I'm taking all this with a grain of salt, even though I saw it, you know, but and it was mind blowing. Let me tell you, you guys should go take a look at it for yourself and just look up conspiracy theories connected to Antarctica. And I mean, start from that point, because I can understand, you know, coming from one extreme and then landing, you know, wherever you land. So I think like being presented with all the information will give you a good eye opener about how things are really working, you know, because it's really weird there.
Yeah. Well, knowledge is power, so.
Right. Yeah, so I talk about lightly about the artificial wall, but they definitely say that there's an ice wall that kind of just ends the world. They call it the Truman Wall. If anyone's ever seen The Truman Show.
Oh.
So it's supposed to be this big block of ice that kind of just ends. So, but there's speculation of whether it's real or not. Like I said, there's footage of it being, you know, a fake wall. Or if it is, even if it is a real wall, that is mind-blowing in itself. That kind of ends the world. But to go on to like what more people think is there, they think that there's a supercomputer there. That's always been a big one. And this is one that people don't talk about a lot, is that they think that there's more land past Antarctica. Like there are maps. I saw the maps that show land that extends for, and they say there are 20 other countries past Antarctica that they do not let us know about. And they have even alluded to the fact that we actually inhabit a farm owned by the elite who actually inhabit the 20 additional continents beyond the Antarctic borders that they do not let us know about. Right?
Yeah. You're talking like the old school maps.
Yeah, I saw the old school maps. I took a look at them. There is also something about Germany occupying Antarctica before it was ever discovered. And when you look at the old maps, you can see an ocean called Solitaire Ocean, something called Hopius. It's seems like a continent. But there was one called Germania, which I thought was interesting, especially since Germany was supposed to be inhabiting it prior to, which, you know, they don't talk about. Things thought to still be there are, aliens, ancient civilizations, and prehistoric animals. They don't let people, they self-admit that they don't let people in because they don't want to alter the fragile state of Antarctica. That is the official reason of why they say they don't want civilians there. It's banned or forbidden to, you know, take eggs or samples and, you know, do things of that nature off of there. So they didn't want to upset the ecosystem there. So that's the stated rule, which I think is something to say that we don't get like regularly updated reports of what all of these scientists find. Like I said, the population is only scientists and the people to serve them. And like you said, different countries have the bases out there, the governmental bases out there, with scientists and medic and, you know, just data collecting that, I mean, are they finding nothing? I doubt it, right? Or they wouldn't stay, correct?
Oh, yeah, I mean... If they were finding nothing, it wouldn't even be a big deal. Like,
yeah.
Like, yeah, go ahead. You know, there ain't nothing there.
Yeah. I also read that there have been 11 babies born there. All have been successful births. So, yeah. What were you going to say?
Oh, I said, well, we could theorize on how exactly that happened.
I mean,
well, yeah.
So, I mean, there's also talk of reptilians inhabiting the space. So, I think there's so much going on there and so little information coming out of there. That I think more questions should be asked about it. And a lot of the things are very unique and rare to hearing about them. Like, I thought they were very far out.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There should definitely be a lot more questions asked. Because I'm sure there's a lot to be found out about what's going on out there.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think people should do some of their own Google Maps. I find that some of that information was, if it were to be true and like what I witnessed was real, there should definitely be a lot of questions, a lot more reports coming back about what is really there. because it was definitely greenery. There was definitely life. There was definitely inhabitable land. There's definitely ice as well. Don't get me wrong. But there were definitely points of just life that they don't show or even deem to be possible there. And I think that would be, you know, the concern of why put up the facade? Why make it into something else? Because you want someone to look someone out somewhere else. So you definitely should look where they don't want you to look, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. I agree. Yep.
Did you want to add anything else about Antarctica?
Mm-hmm. Well, it is it's definitely the final. Well, it's definitely an undiscovered country. So, okay. Search, look, and I'm sure there's lots to find.
I would agree, especially from the interviewers. I mean, you can't believe everyone, but the interviews, I mean, they seem compelling. They seem honest and real, but, and I don't deem it to be above what, you know, even just what the CIA and FBI does on all scales, you know, make the narrative into what they want, period. You know,
putting out some false breadcrumbs or something.
Yeah. Just the fact that the treaty was signed, when do we agree on anything? And to say no, after we've been there, to say no one can be there, but send scientists there for the whole entirety of the existence with no findings to report?
Yeah, you can't get that many to agree on really anything.
So
the things that you can get from, like, a whole bunch of countries agreeing on is I would say are points of control.
Definitely. I think this was one of the most interesting topics we've done thus far for me. What really hit me was the land that we inhabit is actually a farm owned by the elite. I can completely believe that. That would suck.
Yeah, it would kind of suck. But it's not past the point of no return. It can always change.
Right. Oh, I like that. So as always, Jay, you are amazing. You bring such a wealth of knowledge to the subject and perspective. I love hearing it from you. Thank you so much for showing up and making this happen. I'm learning so much. I enjoy these so freaking much. So thank you. Thank you so much. You guys, find Jay Alford. He's so amazing. He speaks and writes about so many beautiful things. Motivational, uplifting, perspective, all kind of things. I'm Leah, the life coach. I hope that you seek both of us out and show us some love, because that's what we need in this world. A little bit more love and truth, right?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Let them flow.
So did you want to say goodbye?
Oh, yes. Goodbye, everybody, and good night, good morning, and have yourself the most amazingly wonderful day yet.
Definitely what he said. And thank you guys so much for just listening. And I hope you search for your own truth. Have the most amazing day and night. And thank you so much, Jay, again, for showing up. The highlight of my days. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me on.
Have a good night.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.